This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The 1984. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
You're listening.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
For Millie Weaver. All right, I got Rod Stone coming here in the next segment, and I've been going so long, we haven't gotten a lot of this clip, but it'll be up on InfoWars.com so you can choose to hear the communists and others for yourself. But let's roll some more of this footage that Millie and Gavin got.
Protecting us. All they need to get a warrant.
Huh? Fake news.
Yes, it's fake news.
There are a lot of police out here today during this SB4 march on Sunday.
If you notice, I don't care if they're white, black, or Hispanic, you look at these liberals, they just kind of like walk like they're toddlers and like don't know where they're going. This is totally weak. I'm sorry, it is.
Keeps bumping into you.
There's always some good-looking women, though. I think they're being nice.
So here,
racist! I learned the word racist!
What's the problem, ma'am?
This little group here is part of the group that was following us around. They're all talking. Oh, my gosh, that's InfoWars.
Do you think you should be out here protesting for more efficient ways to legally immigrate?
And don't they see, we have InfoWars flag. We could be like, you know, their media and go out and not say who we are.
It makes it easier for people to legally immigrate, go through the classes, and follow the proper system so they don't get taken advantage of by big corporations and get paid lower wages.
The entire elite is for this. They claim they're anti-establishment.
That's his Democratic badge right there. And there he is with Hillary Clinton. Tim Kaine.
I mean, Kaine looks like a vampire.
Talk to us because you keep like standing right by us.
Did Tim Kaine suck your blood? Maybe he can't talk because he's like an undead.
He's
Tim
just
Kaine.
Standing by us, making sure that we don't get to interview or talk to anybody else because he tells everyone, don't talk to them as soon as we go up to him.
Are you with Alex Jones?
Yes.
Okay, you can eliminate me. You can eliminate
me. She's too cool. Which just makes him look like morons.
Yeah, look.
Who talked to them? Set their own cult. They're freaking out.
By the way, I was joking. I don't believe Tim Kaine actually drinks his blood.
So these people are aware that we're with InfoWars, and they're kind of just sticking around us.
So what they're doing is interfering with your free speech,
which
they admit they want us banned, that they want to shut down. They want, you know, all this liberals want Trump dead.
A bunch of people telling everyone to not talk to us.
Take away my film that you did of me.
Can't get away. For the very same reason you're here, I can't.
All right. It's
And then he's back in your face.
They put their signs in front of our cameras.
When people do protests, they go out to talk about issues, talk about their cause, raise awareness.
This is speaking volumes, right?
We don't edit it.
Right now we're speaking volumes.
That's right. We only edit for the spaces on the footage. Yeah. We show it all.
Edit it to say anything.
What? Is it possible? They want to get you angry.
And the problem is they just cuss too much. He has a
lens
out.
We try to keep running away from them.
So we try to get away. And look, this guy wants to stick right by us.
Well, at least he wasn't bumping into your attack. Let him go after you.
Well,
did you interview the that guy with the long hair?
SB4 has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. SB4 has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Looks like these events always have a group of handlers. They're like event organizers that they follow
us around.
And they make sure that you don't have any dialogue or discussion with any... Watch out, stop.
With the victims.
People keep doing
stop. The cameraman, Gavin, was walking backwards so he could videotape me. And they kept having people go and stand right behind him so that he would...
Look, Abbott is a racist. Fear racial hatred. They show a KKK. There's this new thing. The lefties are getting sued. I've been thinking about it. But if they do it in court, they think they can get away with it. You're supposedly protected. Where they go, this man is KKK. There's no proof. I'm going to protest the KKK, but they just don't care. All right, Millie, good job. If you want to go shoot some voiceovers for your big piece with Gavin coming out, I know we can't really show a lot of it because there's so much profanity on the radio and TV, but let you online, InfoWars.com will be able to. But good job as usual.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, you're doing good. We're busy watching the camera. We're doing this.
Yeah.
We can chew gum and kick ass here.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder, another word, another time, his Bible is green and good, until the Christmas night.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the man they call the supervillain in hundreds of major newspaper, magazine, and TV reviews for the already hit Netflix documentary, Get Me Roger Stone, that has the president interviewed in it. Myself, obviously, Roger Stone's the main focus. Incredibly historical. I watched it and thought he was a hero. They had the whole mainstream media in the 70s and 80s lying about patriots, libertarians, conservatives, Pat Buchanan, Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan. This guy had him go buy ads to finally viciously attack back with the truth. So they call him the greatest villain ever. A load of manure. Film Review, Get Me Roger Stone, Time Magazine, New York Times, all of them give it 4.5 or 5 stars. Roger, good to have you here.
Great to be here.
You're going to be co-hosting with us for the next few hours.
I'm looking forward to it.
We have Mike Cernovich is going to be here as well with all his breaking news. New York Times, Washington Post, none of them gave us credit. But last week we said that Trump's looking at a big purge, looking at Spicer, looking at a lot of other stuff, and now it's mainstream news today. Roger is almost a reluctant source. I have my other sources. He's a public source. He doesn't like his sources to dry up, so I just try to bounce stuff off of him. But now he can obviously talk about more of his intel. What is currently happening? Because the word is the president is very angry and is about to make some major shifts in the way he's been governing so far. I know he's tried to be inclusive. He's tried to work with people. He's been very conciliatory, and it didn't look like that was taken as a sign of strength. Is that accurate, Roger? And just tell us where we are right now.
Let me say this. Donald Trump is not a man that you push into the corner. He is a fighter, and he will come back to you with everything he has. I think he is. He said that the communications operation can't keep up with him. He is ahead of his own people, and that's a problem. He is not being well served by Sean Spicer and the entire communications shop, which needs to be more proactive. Right now, they're dealing with incoming every day, but they're not out there selling the president's line and the president's point of view and the president's program. They're not servicing local media, going around the networks to local affiliates, which would be amazingly popular and successful. You could go to Miami or Chicago, reach millions, isn't being done. So I think that the search is on for a new communications head. I think generally speaking, people are pleased with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's done a credible job, and she's ideal for the number two position. I think she's proven that under fire, Alex. But the wholesale communication shop, I think, is going to get a makeover. Meanwhile, the fight over Anthony Scaramucci continues. Scaramucci, a Trump loyalist, who the transition announced would be an assistant to the president, still remains in abeyance, his appointment frozen by Reince Priebus, his access to the Oval Office frozen by Reince Priebus on the pretext that the sale of Scaramucci's very successful company to a Chinese entity is somehow blocking his appointment. At the same time, I checked, Alex. The president's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, liberal Democrat from Goldman Sachs, still has Bank of China stock in his portfolio, stock that he said he sold weeks ago. So Scaramucci, a true believer, a real conservative, widely liked in the Trump movement, being blocked by Republican National Committee hacks like Reince Priebus.
So what we have is unjust weights and measures. We have selective enforcement. We have Scaramucci playing by the rules, and then you've got Goldman Sachs boys in there who are allowed to do whatever they want, just like the globalists always are. You were on yesterday, and you were on fire, and if you could just repeat that, because you got interrupted by a break, and I was actually watching it last night and was frustrated by the fact we had to go to break. You were getting into the fact that your quote was, they made a mistake dealing with Trump, if you can get back into that.
Well, I just think that across the board, the whole Comey thing has created a situation in which the president is unhappy with the beating he's taking from the mainstream media. He is unhappy with the response by his communications team. He very skillfully, as Mike Cernovich told us yesterday, was able to keep the Comey thing from leaking, which is a first in the Trump White House, because the staff put together by Reince Priebus leaks like a sieve. I think he's angry, and I think he knows that he needs better people to get the mission done. And I know that he is privately placing calls and talking to people. I have to wonder whether this is going to spill over into the FBI selection, Alex, because as I looked at that list this morning, I think it was up on Fox, there's not a Trump person there. These are all Washington insiders. There's nobody there who's loyal to Donald J. Trump and his mission, and that concerns me very greatly.
Yesterday you made the point. They made a mistake. They pushed Trump too hard, and can you get back into?
I may have to go back and look at my exact quote because I was exhausted, but I need a little more frame of reference.
Well, you were just saying that he tried to work with people. They attacked him. They lied.
Now I understand. Yeah, larger context. I think the president came into office, Alex, thinking that he would get the same honeymoon as other presidents, that the election was over. It was time to unite the country.
First 6 months.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton said something mildly conciliatory. So he met with Al Gore. He met with Al Sharpton. He indicated that he didn't favor the prosecution of Hillary Clinton. He thought that the country would come together as they have after other raucous political contests.
There wasn't a honeymoon. There was a war moon.
They moved on him immediately. And on every quarter, I think he is particularly angry that they have promulgated this Russian collusion nonsense, but they refuse to look into the crimes of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and Chelsea Clinton. And he's sick of it. I think he is sick of it. And it's his government. I don't understand why the Republicans in the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are not more proactive into examining what we know to be the surveillance at Trump Tower. The Justice Department not active enough in looking into the surveillance at Trump Tower. So from the president's point of view, we're obsessed with Russia, but we're not looking at the surveillance of the Republican candidate for president of the United States. Yes, I think it really pisses him off, and it should.
Absolutely. And you know, in a wider area, you made the point, is they made a mistake. They pushed him too far. Now he's on the warpath.
Yeah, I think all holds are barred. All holds are barred now. In other words, no holds are barred now. In other words, he tried to play patty cake with the establishment. He tried to bring them in and have national unity, and he's been spurned. Now he's got to scorch the earth. He's got to do what they did in the 70s. He controls the Justice Department. They are criminals. I think that that a Donald Trump in fighting mood is big, big problems for the political establishment and for the globalists.
That's right. And they use his honesty as if it's a weakness. He has the deputy head of the Justice Department and others come out and say, no, we recommend you fire Comey. The Democrats have all called for it as well. He goes, yeah, I got that too, but I was already getting in the mode to do it because of just how weird he acts, all the things he does. He won't investigate the leaks of this made-up Russia thing. And they go, oh, my gosh, you just admitted to obstruction of justice. No, he's so honest. There is no Russia deal. He won't go after Hillary for all of her Russia stuff when it's all cut and dried. That's what Trump's saying. And then, of course, the last straw was from my sources. It wasn't in the news until this weekend. We reported last week. Well, Trump was really upset over the fact that Comey sat there and said that he was crazy, that Obama was surveilling him when it's admitted, and he talked to the House intelligence head, and Trump's the president. He already knows all that information, just can't release it because it's classified, and knows that they were surveilled. There's just nothing there. So they keep using that wall of, oh, it's classified, but, oh, we also didn't surveil him when they admitted they surveilled him. This is a scandal. The president has them caught with their pants down, and the media wants to pretend like this never happened, this never went on, this never unfolded. And so you've got the FBI director saying the president's crazy, and he's nauseated, mildly, it's like half pregnant. I'm mildly pregnant. I'm mildly nauseous, though, that I might have helped Trump. This isn't just being neutral. This is being a cheerleader against the president, some little drama queen that wants to be popular with the corporate whore, dying dinosaur media.
Well, and in all honesty, there's a lot of troubling things here, but one of them is this notion of inconsistency. There's no inconsistency between what the president said. He was troubled about Comey. I think he made his decision.
Trouble means there's a lot of problems.
Right. And now he gets a legal memo that gives him, as most people use their lawyers, the legal justification for getting rid of him. There's no inconsistency there. This is a shark fest.
But
by the
a day after his surrogates say it all, he goes and says what he really wants, which is because he's truthful. And you know him well. People that know him well, he doesn't like teleprompters. He feels like it's lying. He doesn't have notes. He just goes. He's so truthful.
And he has not yet even gotten into the HSBC issue with this guy. Comey gives these guys a pass, essentially, on multi-billion-dollar fraud, and then he joins the board and he gets paid for it by them. I mean, this is...
Well, that's why Trump knows, 80-some% of the FBI absolutely hate Comey. The Clintons are crying is a lie. We're going to go to break and come back and break all this down on the other side. But The FBI is ready to expose Comey. The word is Comey was compromised big time. All that, oh, lordy, lordy, I'm just your little preacher boy here, 19 feet tall. I love little birdies that are in the trees. No, remember, Obama wanted Comey. What's that tell you about Comey? So Comey wants to play around. The FBI is going to burn him. We'll be right back.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected...
The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ship. FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
News today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
All right, coming up, we're going to play some clips of different law professors on national television saying Trump is Nixonian, Trump thinks he's above the law. Trump's committed all these crimes and misdemeanors. They all wanted Comey fired. And I know you, the audience, gets this, but we've got to understand the mindset of the left and the Soros folks. They had their world government. They had everything. They were flooding our borders with Islamicists. They believe we would put up with anything. They're telling us get rid of the genders, ban Mother's Day. This is a cult of control. They want to see what they can get you to do. They want to make you as weak as possible. These are social engineers. So this is a short segment, Roger. Long segment coming up. Big picture. From your sources, how is the president doing? I know he's angry. I know he's upset. That's good because we are in a total war. They're never going to compromise. They want to kill the idea of nationalism. But big picture, I think people need to understand just how serious this death battle is. Some people bitch and complain that Trump can't deliver everything right away. What do you expect? We're in a total war. We know he's good by his enemies.
I don't know how anybody could have expected that the president was going to undo 30 years of bad decisions in global government in a week or in 100 days. The 100 days thing's a phony measurement anyway. He has an entrenched bureaucracy. It is him alone fighting the world in Washington. He's surrounded by a hostile press corps. He is surrounded by a hostile Congress, because if you take the liberal Democrats and the yellow-bellied establishment Republicans, they unfortunately are still a majority.
And by infiltrators.
And then he has made the mistake, I think, of opening the door to infiltrators in an attempt to get people of quality. He's overlooked some of their anti-Trump credentials. Why, for example, would we appoint Kay Bailey Hutchison, the former senator from Texas, a never-Trumper who made vicious attacks on Donald Trump, to be the NATO ambassador? This makes no sense to me, but that's who Rex Tillerson and his puppet master, Condoleezza Rice, are pushing for that job. Unbelievable, Alex. Just unbelievable.
And they lie to him about the health care bill he famously delegates. They lie about him. And notice now he met with Rand Paul, so we'll have a better version. Rand Paul helped. Now a much better version's passed the House. It's showing, like you always say, you obsess on this point, and now knowing you all over these years, it's true. When Trump gets all the info, he invariably makes the right decision. The problem is they know to keep him away from all the info, cloistered up in his little tower like Rapunzel.
Well, and only giving him partial information. For example, this issue of terrorism and Abbas, who came to see him last week. The president put the wood to him on his continuing subsidization of terrorism. He cannot have a good relationship with this country. But I know for a fact that a memo outlining Abbas's support for Hamas and Hezbollah and so on was kept from the president until he learned about it and demanded it. So he is not being served well by his staff. Donald Trump is essentially an army of one surrounded by mostly hostiles. The only people that I can see in the White House staff who are loyal to the president are Keith Schiller, who is his longtime bodyguard and now in White House operations, and Hope Hicks, who was the press secretary during the campaign. Those are the only two Trump loyalists I can find. Alex, I have known Donald Trump for 40 years. I look at the White House staff list and I don't recognize any names, virtually none.
And that's because the plan was keep all the Obama people in, first tier put in Republican establishment, who then bring people so bad Trump refuses them, but they don't care because that keeps all the Obama people in.
It's exactly right. So you have this stalemate because Reince Priebus, the president's chief of staff, will not tell the cabinet members, half of whom are not Trump supporters anyway, that these are the people you're going to hire. Here's the list. This is who you're hiring. These are the people that we have vetted. These are the people we've determined are loyal to the president. So the cabinet officers think their job is to go fill these jobs. They go find people, most of them establishment types, not for Trump. They send them to the White House personnel office. They get stopped there. Stalemate. Meanwhile, the Obama appointees sit there and they continue to leak.
And beaver away.
And beaver away at undoing everything we want to do. We can't get control of the government this way. And at the meantime, we have probably the greatest danger, which is the slow strangulation of the Trump message by Google,
sure,
Facebook, and Twitter to try to take...
Let's talk about that when we come back, but I'm going to be honest. I'm really concerned because this is all great for radio, but not great for my kids. Trump, clearly you can see it. You can also get it from the intel. He's getting more and more pissed. He means well. He can't believe there's so many traitors. He can't believe no one will do what he says. He can't believe that people are so out to get America, and then even his base is just wanting instant gratification. So I could see some scenarios where the enemy wins. Let's roll through those when we come back.
Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Guess my name, Lucifer. Yeah, well, I don't want to follow Lucifer. That's a loser. I want to follow Christ. Problem is, a lot of people act like they're trying to fight for the people. They're not. You can tell the whole world system's coming against InfoWars because they know we're exposing the truth. And Donald Trump is under attack because he wants prosperity and empowerment and Americana worldwide, not through force, but through our greater ideas and our Judeo-Christian background. My guest is Roger Stone, in studio co-hosting. I intend to open the phones up at the end of the hour, right to the next hour with Mike Cernovich for your questions to Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, and, of course, myself. I don't normally say, hey, we have a rule today, but I think it'll be interesting if we say we're taking questions. I do that maybe three or four times a year, but we're going to take questions for Roger Stone, just like Washington Journal does, questions for Mike Cernovich, and questions for myself. In fact, here's the number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Oh, we can go to a lot of calls once we go to them. Briefly, I noticed that Donald Trump shirts, we were selling about 500 a day until about his 70th day in office. He started going a little bit sideways and went down to maybe 30, 40, 50 a day. I noticed since he fired Comey, this is a great bellwether, we're selling like 150 a day. So I'm not doing these at cost to unload them, even though these are limited edition shirts. I am selling these shirts, these three shirts, at cost, $4.95. In fact, if it's an XXL or bigger, we actually lose money. They cost us like $6, $7, depending on the size of the shirt. There's more fabric. Keeping America Great Again, InfoWars.com is on the back. On the front, navy blue, beautiful, right arm, InfoWars.com. Trump is my president, America first since 1776. This is about meeting like-minded people. It's about triggering anti-free speech folks that are out there. It's about taking action. So we've got Trump is my president, new navy blue style. We've got Trump, Pence, Keeping America Great Again with InfoWars.com on the back as well. America first since 1776 on the back. We have another that says Trump is my president, 45th president of the United States, America first since 1776. And then on the back, it has another message, Keeping America Great, InfoWars.com. So if you want to stand up against these bullies that get triggered and freak out every time they see this, or you want to put it on a scarecrow in your front yard and, you know, videotape libtards attacking it, whatever the case is, or want to give it to your mom or your dad or your son, your daughter, it's $4.95. And quite frankly, you add that together, because the smaller shirts cost $4.95. The bigger ones cost $5.95, $6.95. It goes up. XXXXL is like $7 or something. I don't care. This is a loss leader. 5.0 review on all these shirts. We also have the limited edition Make America Great Again poster, color poster, put out by a top artist. Only 1,000 of those were printed, and they will probably sell out by tomorrow, and then we will never put another out. It is, again, limited time special on that, and when it's gone, it is gone for eternity. We also have some big specials, 25% off of the entire family of Alexa Pure water filtration systems. If you're not filtering your water with a gravity fed system, I think you're personally absolutely crazy. And quite frankly, they ended up making too many water filters for this quarter. They already have such small margins because they're competitive at Alexa Pure. And it is one of the best gravity fed filters out there, stainless steel, you name it. But normally they'll sell one of their six or seven units at a lower price. This is everything 25% off. It's not like some of the big companies that raise the price one week and then lower it the next. No, people, you can go look. When you're getting gravity-fed water filtration systems for $59 for the smallest units and $140, $180 for the biggest units, you just cannot beat it at $147 for one of their larger units. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And that's how free market works. You know, they came to us and said, well, yeah, we've got too many of these for the quarter. And, you know, the folks that own the company really want to offload these, so we're ready to give them to you at basically a loss for them. It's not quite a loss, but it's almost a loss. So if you've never gotten a gravity-fed filter, personally, I don't know why. There's so much stuff in the well water, in the tap water, you name it. This cuts everything out but the good minerals you need. It reduces everything to like 99999 or completely takes it out. All the studies are there. We've got four different companies we carry. They're all apples and oranges. Some of them are better at this and better at that, but it reduces it all to non-detectable levels or completely takes it out. We've got a lot of new systems as well, some new three-stage systems that are so new. They haven't been reviewed yet, but that doesn't mean they're not highly reviewed out there. And this is a political movement, and it takes money to win wars. And so we've got products you need at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com, so please check that out today. We have the ProPure Scout. Again, for $99, that is just insane. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right.
Alex, these T-shirts are going to end up in the Smithsonian. I got to tell you, the president's commented on this to me twice. When he sees patriots, like the big rally in in Harrisburg a couple weeks ago. People wearing the Hillary for Prison 2016 and 2017 t-shirts, the Trump is my president shirts, the red ones. It energizes him. You're a one-man walking billboard with these on, standing up for freedom and helping the fight. So I gave them, I bought a bunch of them, gave them away to family and friends. It's a great gift, and frankly, it helps push the revolution. So I recommend it.
Well, thank you for the support. And you know we're trying to expand here to go to like 18 hours a day live, TV, radio. It's really going to be the new Fox News, but the libertarian, true Americana Fox News. And it's kind of metaphysical. As Fox News really begins to die, to be taken over, to be put out to pasture by the globalist. I know you have the inside baseball, and I don't even get into it. You know, new libertarianism is rising to replace that vacuum. So folks, support now is more important than ever.
Well, you're exactly right. Fox is imploding, and it is only a matter of time for your favorites, whether it's Sean Hannity or Judge Jeanine Pirro or Judge Andrew Napolitano, the real patriots on Fox. It's only a matter of time before they are squeezed out, and Fox goes the way of the Sky Channel. This is what the Murdoch sons have in mind, and now, for the first time, they're prepared to sacrifice profitability for political expedience.
We're talking $1 billion a year, and can you, you know, you have the inside baseball.
Look, Roger Ailes, who is a great man and who is innocent of these bogus charges of sexual harassment against him, which I think are completely propped up to get him out of there before the election because they knew that he opposed.
It was an admitted coup. I mean, that's been the liberal news. And then I don't like Bill O'Reilly, but he settled all that stuff. This was all just go after sponsors and organize deal. If they can take him out, they can take us all out.
Well, and what bothers me in this particular case is that Megyn Kelly testified in this matter, and her testimony was benign when it comes to Roger Ailes. And then after the Murdochs gave her an $11 million book deal, well, then her testimony changed. This is bogus. The point is, Ailes built a billion-dollar money machine that was a conservative powerhouse, and now the Murdochs are deconstructing it.
Fox News is about $1.5 billion a year.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's a tragedy, really, because what Ailes built was very great, but those listeners, those viewers, they're moving to InfoWars.
Well, I mean, look, here's the bottom line. They have to kill anything, even if it's libertarianoid or Christianoid, even if it's kind of a facsimile and a system Murdoch had to try to control the conservative movement. The Republican establishment doesn't control it. The Tea Party, the Libertarian Insurrection, the Ron Paul Insurrection, the Roger Stone Insurrection, the Matt Drudge Insurrection, the Alex Jones Insurrection. It's taken over the Republican Party to a great extent. The Freedom Caucus is taking over. And so now there's no point when News Corp is making $50 million a year on its other properties. So what if the conservative thing's making them $1 billion plus? They have to kill it to try to bring something out of vogue. Well, good luck. You're only chopping your nose off to spite your face. I don't sit there and celebrate the fall of Fox News as if I'm going to get bigger by its fall. I was there the entire time as a true purist, wanting to hit the barbed wire, wanting to be demonized, wanting to be attacked to make it safer for other people to pick up my truth-based talking points to restore the republic. And so I've done my job. I've had bigger success than I ever thought I would have, but I study history and what other bomb throwers like Patrick Henry and Sam Adams had gone through. And so they're not trying to openly kill me every day like they were those guys. They're just killing my name and trying to destroy my family. And that's bad enough. But in the final equation, we're having devastating victories. And if the audience just realizes you're part of this, and I don't just say that as a pat on the head, you are the heart of it. That we're destroying the globalists. We're wrecking them. They're in total collapse. They're starting to strike back, though. So we don't want to have a pyrrhic victory where we defeat them, but where our greatest leaders are then destroyed in the process. If you breathe life into us like God took dust up from the earth and blasted it out of his nostrils, we are invincible. When you pray for us, when you spread our articles and videos, and when you financially buy products, and we make it easy because we bring you the very best. So it's a win-win. This is true Texas hospitality taken globally right now.
You know, talking to Fox, one of the most interesting things here, Alex, is the way Tucker Carlson has emerged as a star. Tucker Carlson, a libertarian, Tucker Carlson.
We had dinner with him.
We had dinner with him in Cleveland. He is a big fan of InfoWars. So what happens to that show, which is knocking him dead on ratings, remains to be seen, because he's a clear thinker. He has been very pro-Trump.
I don't think anybody is slick on their feet as he is live.
No, and he dissembles the left when he has them as guests. It's really extraordinary.
He butchers them like the movie Spartacus, when he just cuts up the four guys in like 5 seconds.
Yes, he's very much like that. And by the way, he's great in the Netflix documentary Get Me Roger Stone. He's very, very good.
We're going to talk about that some in the next hour, and we're also going to take calls. Let me raise this for you, Roger, since you bring up Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly calls last week, and then I'm like, yeah, I'll talk to her next week. No, not that I was a big fish or anything. I'm just like, I'm sure she's one of the weekend. And Nico calls me on Saturday morning. He goes, no, she wants to talk today, anytime you want. So I call her. She doesn't answer. She calls back 10 minutes later. I'm driving in the car. And I said, let me get to the office so we can have a nice discussion. We had like a 40-minute discussion total. And, again, it's Megyn Kelly. I watched her on TV, you know, girl next door, lawyer next door, real smart. And on the phone, she's really impressive. But she said twice, this is off record, right? So I'm not going to get into the on record. But just let me tell you, I'm not stupid, okay? So when a good-looking girl sitting there telling you, you know, that's like, I mean, I'm kind of scared of her now. Because let me tell you, she's a really smart lady, a good-looking lady. And she's sitting there going, you're number one on my list. Alex, I'm kind of obsessed with you. Oh, I'm sorry. This is off record. You know, Alex, I got to have this interview, Alex. And, you know, we're going to do this interview, Alex. And it's going to happen. And it's going to be good. And you're going to like it. And, you know, I pledge to you it's going to be real. And I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to sit in the hit piece, Alex. And I'm going to stop right there because the rest is off record. But I was just like, even though I knew I was being sold by the greatest used car salesman on earth, I thought P.T. Barnum had been reincarnated right in front of me.
Well, look,
I wanted just the experience of her coming to Austin. And the rest of the stuff she said to me, I mean, the Twilight Zone I've entered, man, is the next level. What the hell is she like behind the scenes? This was crazy.
Look, she was very, very nice to me. Even when she was at war with Donald Trump, she did afford me an opportunity to go on her program numerous times to defend Donald Trump. So there was some balance. And then suddenly I was frozen and... she then is out repeating the talking points about the DNA test of Danny Williams, Bill's abandoned illegitimate son, proving that that was untrue in 1988.
Which, by the way, the bots show probably won the election.
That's a lie. So, and she's been incommunicado since then. So you may be on her list today, Alex, but who knows if you'll be on her list tomorrow.
Yeah, well, it's not that big a deal because we get invited to all these big shows. My big thing is, it's just so Twilight Zone. She's very charming.
Oh, yes, she's very charming. She's very intelligent. She's very beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, on the phone with her.
She's very good on TV.
I couldn't say no to her. That's the whole point, even though I knew that it's like I'm not an idiot, you know.
And, well, it does smell like a setup to me. Let me just say that, and I'm not the paranoid type. But ABC doing a favorable piece on Alex Jones, why do I
think it's NBC.
Pardon me, NBC is what I meant. Why do I doubt that? I don't know. Why do I doubt that?
Nightline did a halfway favorable piece. I mean, it was negative, but it wasn't like really nasty spirited. Then the host of Nightline, whatever his name is, he's the ABC Nightly News guy. He's a pretty good guy. He should be on the 700 Club before that. What's his name? He actually, we went to dinner and stuff, and it wasn't even off record. He was like pretty, he goes, don't worry. You know, they want me to tear the living hell out of you, but I know a lot of this stuff's true, and I'm a patriot. I'm a Christian, Alex, and I got a family, and we went to like some steakhouse.
I'd be careful. You get the guy fired.
Yeah, I don't want to get him fired, actually. He didn't say it was off the record. By the way, I didn't tell anybody the real off the record stuff. Because I said, well, I mean, I got to tell folks you called me up and you don't want me to do this. Oh, obviously they told her, mount his head on the wall.
Yes.
But she also knows, you attack Alex Jones, it'll be everywhere. I mean, you know, if she gets the Alex Jones interview, and that's not a power trip, but how have we gotten to where they've been ignoring me forever, and now they want it? It's like it's the coveted interview because I won't do the interviews anymore. Because I can't be in a room alone with these journalists. They will make stuff up.
Now, ironically, her attacks on Donald Trump, while they may have made her and gave her great financial opportunity to jump to one of the national...
It hurt her. It destroyed her.
It destroyed Fox. No, it destroyed Fox.
That's right.
Fox was shocked when they found out that their listeners were outraged at her treatment.
Their key demographics went down by 40%+.
And I can tell you this right now. Their overall listenership, their overall viewership is down 30%. 30%. That's almost a third.
And certain people that created Fox can't believe they're controlled demoing it.
It's they're destroying what was one of
can't
the...
Can't we just... Why doesn't... We can't tell people.
No. But look, they're destroying. They're destroying their brand, and it's a tragedy.
They're committing Harry Caray seppuku.
Yes, because it is one of the great success stories in modern communications. What Roger Ailes built, and they're deconstructing it because it's politically incorrect. And because, let's face it, the Murdoch boys want to be well-liked and well-treated when they go to the Upper West Side New York cocktail party.
By the way, it was Dan Harris from Nightline.
That's right.
And Dan Harris was like...
Good guy.
He was a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Oh, you know him.
I know of him, and he has an excellent reputation for fairness.
He was.
There's a few people in the national media.
So let me ask you. Well, yeah, I don't want to get him in trouble. A lot of these guys know what's going on. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
What about Lester Holt?
I wouldn't do an interview with Lester Holt.
Yeah,
why would you give an interview to Lester Holt? There have to be interviewers with a greater reputation for fairness.
What about Charlie Rose?
I would do Charlie Rose. I've done Charlie Rose. I did him recently, and I
did
him at the convention. I did The View, and frankly, I have to say, I don't like Joyce Behar's politics, but I like her. She's wonderful. We just don't agree on anything, but I like her.
Yeah, Joy Behar, I did her CNN show.
Yeah.
Not just The View, and she was
I've done her CNN show. I like her a lot. We just disagree.
She comes off as like one of those really saucy ladies.
She tried to tell me that Al Franken was both brilliant and funny. Sorry you lost me on that one.
All right, look, we're going to do serious issues and phone calls on the other side. Stay with us.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you.
shield, the good halogen. Learn about the iodine conspiracy, folks. We have the only deep earth crystal source iodine that's not bound and tied to something. That's why it turns blue on paper with water, not red like bound iodine. Find out why it's so important at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund our operation. X2 is amazing. It is about to sell out. Then they're doing the big final run of it. And if we don't get another oil company that's drilling for it to find it and sell it to us, we may have to go back to the seaweed-based system. That's still great, but not this baby. This has really financed the InfoWar, and this is kind of bittersweet here. 4,000-plus five-star reviews at PowerReviews, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, spread InfoWars.com and the articles and videos and our local affiliates, because we're in a war and we're hurting them bad, but we're under enemy fire as well. Stuart, Donna, Mike, Matt, Lee, everybody. I'm going to your phone calls right now with Roger Stone as he co-hosts with us today. We've kind of had some fun here, and I'm not bragging when I talk about Megyn Kelly really putting it on heavy to get me to, she thinks I'm a Texas hillbilly, and you know, that a hot woman telling me how much, you know, she wants to interview me and how she's obsessed with me. I'll get me to talk to her. And even though I know it was BS, it still works. So I'm going to do an interview. See, that's a little bit of the difference here. All right, I'm being sarcastic. None of that happened. Megyn Kelly didn't call me. It's all fake news, ladies and gentlemen. But seriously, we're going to go to Lee and Matt and Stuart and everybody else. But I asked you, Roger, should I wimp out and not do the Megyn Kelly interview? Because she's going to come to me.
I actually think you should do it because you can handle her and because you understand the game. And you're very good on it.
Should I put her over my knee?
I don't think she'll let you do that, but I do think you should do the show because anything allows you to break through to the mainstream.
But if I put her over my knee, would you?
No, I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
No. Put her over my
knee. I already got enough.
Put her over my knee politically, I mean.
I once, unfortunately, when
we put Betty Page on screen, please. Putting a girl over her knee? Sorry. They're saying stick to the news. I'm sorry. I'm having some fun here.
All right. Let's go to the
news. That's my boss in there. No, I've told him. I don't have a producer. I'm the producer, which is kind of out of control. Because sometimes I get off the chain, Roger.
Really? I've never seen that.
You know I'm trolling. Can you imagine the headline? Alex Jones asked Roger Stone. He put Megyn Kelly.
Oh, look, David Brock is typing that up right now. You little weirdo.
I can't help it. I can say anything I want. It's all over the news the next day.
Well,
it is fun.
It would be colorful, I'll say that.
All right, we're going to calls in a minute, but since I said that, we're going to go to Matt when we come back in the next hour. But being serious, you understand, it's what you said. You're not really a villain, but they call you that, so you play into it. Why not? They just don't get it. They don't know we're kicking their ass. I don't really see any way we can lose if Trump stays the course and they don't kill him. What do you think?
Well, I thought long and hard about why Netflix would make a documentary on me that would be fair. I mean, and then I figured it out. You see, they think President Trump will fail, and they make a case, not accurate, but that I elected Trump, therefore I'm the man to blame. They want me to be as hated as Karl Rove. What they don't understand is Donald Trump is going to succeed. He's going to be a transformational president. He can go down with Washington and Lincoln with the greats.
That's right. They don't get it. They're betting against the spirit of America, which no one's defeated.
That's exactly right. So you have another Ronald Reagan, perhaps even potentially greater in Donald Trump.
Oh, I think already.
Because he's independent, because he's gutsy, because he's bold. You can't bully him. You can't buy him. He doesn't owe anybody. And his gut instincts are almost always right.
And that's not hype. That's really happening. That's why they're so terrified.
That's exactly right.
You know a man by his enemies. I promise. Matt, Gary, Stuart, Donna, Mike, and others. Straight ahead, 800-259-9231. Roger Stone in studio as InfoWars goes through the storm. We will go all the way through. To quote the black hole, in, through, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body.